Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with Dr. Gene Griseman, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By, the author of Time Tactics of Very Successful People, the author of Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, and also Lincoln and Obama. It's and by the way, this won a Benjamin Franklin Award, Book Award. Gene, thanks again for hanging out with us. PresidentLincoln.com is Gene's website. We're talking about leadership, the connection between leadership and athletics. What else, Gene? You know, we haven't talked much about the military. You know, the military, and that's not the same thing as athletics, but the military is a great proving ground for leaders. And I tell people all the time, Gene, if you have a chance to hire a young man or a young woman coming out of the military, give them a chance, because I promise you they will be on a level above somebody who has not been in the military, in my opinion. What do you think?
Well, since I wasn't ever in the military, I'm not going to give 100% endorsement to that. But I completely concur.
Well, let me give you the basis for why I say that. People think generals and colonels and lieutenants and captains run the military. The military is run by NCOs, by enlisted people. In the United States military, the enlisted people are the real leaders, and they're the ones who make the wheels go around. And I'm all the way down to PFCs. So my point is, if you meet somebody who's coming out of the military, they've had leadership responsibility, even if they're just an E3 or E4.
I have to agree. You see, the philosophy of the American military is different from the military of a lot of countries. And that is, our philosophy is based on, if something happens to the top leader, the next in command of the people far down will know what to do.
Did you know
that many militaries don't do that? So if the top guy gets killed, the other guys don't know what to do.
The Russians don't have sergeants. They don't have NCOs. It's just like you described it. It's top down. So, but anyway, go ahead with your thoughts on the military and leadership.
Well, I was telling you when we were off the air that some years ago I taught a course in the management school at Georgia Tech called Principles of Self-Management. Mm-hmm. And I told the president, Pat Creasine, that I was doing it. I mentioned to him that in a business school, we have how to manage money, finance, accounting. We have a course on how to manage other people, leadership. But we don't have a course on self-management. And he came right back at me and he said, there are only two institutions in American society that systematically teach self-management. One is organized sports, mm-hmm. and the other is the military.
Yep. Yep. And so, you know, it's, and I'll tell you something, you know, talk about self-management. If you've ever noticed, a lot of successful athletes come out of their college careers and they enter into fields, especially like insurance. A lot of them are in the insurance business. And you talk about self-management. If you want to be successful in self-management, you have to have, I mean, it's insurance, you have to have self-management. So that proves that point to me, anyway.
And a number of them go into all kinds of sales, because sales often is a lonely business where you have to have a mixture of success and failure.
Mm-hmm.
And every athlete knows you don't win every game.
And you know, one of the things that I tell young people who have small children, I advise them on having raised my own children and now raising, you know, four grandsons along with their parents. But I tell them that make sure that your daughters are involved in sports, and that your sons are involved in scouts. Because boys naturally gravitate towards sports, maybe more than girls do. And so you probably need to figure out how to make time for scouts. girls may not always gravitate towards sports, but even if they, you know, Gene, even if they only get a year or two of athletic team in a team situation, they're it's better for them. What do you think?
I agree totally.
Yeah.
Again, it's got all the lessons that sports can teach you: resolution, focus, self-discipline.
Yeah, all those things. PresidentLincoln.com, right, Gene?
Right.
Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure.
We're going to get Gene back on next month and celebrate his 16th anniversary as an original founding member of our Brain Trust. I don't even want to imagine what the last 16 years would have been like without Gene Greisman. Even though he and I disagree on many things. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And I'll see you after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.